That's a good start. So I'm going to start with some Bible, because that's a good thing to do in church. And we are in John chapter 6, starting at verse 24, which looks like that. Here we go. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works of God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it's written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it's not Moses who's given you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And just to give a bit of context to this, if you go back a couple of verses, chapters, Jesus has just fed the 5,000, which is arguably one of the most impressive miracles he ever does, arguably. He's just blown everyone's minds. It's front page news in Galilee, and then he starts talking about bread, just to give you a bit of context. And as I was going through this passage, it reminded me quite a bit of a clip from part of the Lord of the Rings movies, which we're going to have just now. And I'll give you a bit of context for that. There's a group of hobbits, and they're all setting out on an adventure, and they've just teamed up with this, he's like Bear Grylls, but tougher, right? He's a ranger, he's outdoors, he's tough. You can follow him anywhere, and he won't get you lost. And they're just getting used to what this guy is like. Let's roll.
"Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall."
"What about breakfast?"
"We've already had it."
"We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?"
"Don't think he knows about second breakfast, Pip."
"What about elevensies? Luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, supper. He knows about them, doesn't he?"
"I wouldn't count on it."
"Pippin!"
Thanks. Now, if we come back to the Bible, all these people have come and followed Jesus, and credit to them, they've gone round the Sea of Galilee to find him. Does anyone know how big the Sea of Galilee actually is? You can shout out. No? No one knows. It's about 13 miles long. Now, children, because I know this is an all-age service, I'm going to try and include you as much as I possibly can. If you stand up, those of you who can, and start walking to the back of church and then back to the front. I was going to get them to go round, but there's so many chairs in the way and I'm too scared to move the chairs in here in case I get in trouble. Ha. Start walking and see how far you get. Just to put it into context, if they went round the Sea of Galilee, that would be like walking from here to Runcorn. It's about 7 hours. Yes, I did look that up. I didn't do it. It's a really long way. That's how much this crowd of people wanted to see Jesus again. Going back to feeding the 5,000, that's how much he grabbed their attention with. Kids, when you get back here, you can sit back down because I'm not going to exhaust you. Imagine doing all of that walking for 7 hours. Families, everyone, like that is how much they wanted to see Jesus. And they get to Jesus and they're there and they're ready. Yeah, what's he going to do next? Let's get the bread of life. Whatever he's going to say, we're ready. Let's have it. We want to see the next amazing sign. And he says to them, you're looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. I gave you food and you liked it, and now you want more. And when I read Jesus saying this to a crowd of people who just walked for miles to see him, I couldn't help but think of this image as their reaction, and it's, I've actually told you it the back way around. Can you put the one up of the Hobbit? He doesn't look impressed. This is a point in another movie where someone's just knocked at his door literally as he's about to sit down and eat. If you'd gone 13 miles expecting to get fed, and then Jesus turns around and says, nope, you'd be pretty disappointed. You'd probably look a bit like that, maybe with a napkin ready. I would be disappointed. Back to Galilee. Next thing they say to Jesus is, all right, you're not going to do anything cool. What must me do to do the works God requires? Straight away, they've heard, all right, there's something different going on here. What have I got to do to do it? What have I got to do? If we go to that image of the Olympian. Anyone been watching the Olympics? Yes? Favorite sport? Go. Anyone? Gymnastics. Nice. Glad you said that. Someone else? Swimming? Rowing? Daisy? Gymnastics again. I'm glad you're all saying gymnastics. Well, half of you anyway. Diving? Well done. Does anyone know who this is? Simone Biles. Very good. She is the most decorated gymnast in history. And I had a look at her daily routine. What she has to do to be the most decorated gymnast in history. You ready for this? 6 days a week in the gym for 7 hours a day, starting at 7 a.m. Anyone feel tired yet? That includes swimming twice a week, during which she will travel 1 mile during each swimming session. It includes biking once a week, a 10-mile ride. If she can't do that, she does a mile run and then a beam session. Nutrition, oatmeal and protein waffles for breakfast, protein and healthy carbs for lunch. She bases her dinner on her cravings and her snacks are fruit and protein shakes. She takes care of her mental health big time, therapy sessions and a lot of music. Recovery and muscle care. She stretches before and after sessions. She uses foam rollers and a lot of massages. She has a very strict sleep schedule, 8 hours a night. What a dream. She has a social media detox before competitions, switches her phone off basically. And she maintains a personal life balance with her husband and their dogs. Now, I'm tired just reading that, let alone doing all of that stuff. The things Simone Biles has to do to be the most decorated gymnast in history. So what does Jesus say the people have to do for this everlasting bread, this bread of life? You ready for this? Right? You want to know how to get the bread of life? Are you listening to what you've got to do? Believe in him. I'm sorry, I don't have anything else written down here, so that's it. Believe in the one he has sent. You don't have to do anything except believe in him. You'd think that would convince them, right? Yeah? Oh, great, cool. Just believe in Jesus. Nope. Straight away they said, okay, what sign will you give us that we may see it and believe you? I'm going to warm this one up for you. That is a serious facepalm moment. Come on, you guys aren't getting this at all. How many times did Jesus get asked this in the Bible? Show us something and we'll believe it. I'm not believing until I see something. Come on, do the dance. Satan in the wilderness, throw yourself off the temple. Show them that you're truly the Son of God. The Pharisees testing him till they're blue in the face. It's not what it's about. It's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Maybe they start to get it here. Give us that bread every day. It's literally right in front of you. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. We go back to that picture of the hobbit with his napkin, Christine. Thanks. Now, hobbits are a lot like, I think, modern human beings. No offense intended. Go with me. They are creatures of comfort and reassurance. That looks like a pretty comfortable hobbit hole, right? Being told what you want to hear is a form of comfort. How many times have we given Jesus that look when he's asked us to simply believe in him instead of getting stuff from him that we want? In that clip earlier, Pippin the Hobbit listed all the comforts he wanted, only to have Merry turn to him and say, you're actually in for a different way of life now, because we've started the adventure. So, as I close, let's focus on what matters. Following Jesus gives you everything you need. It shows you that you're already loved by God before you do anything. And the proof of Jesus being Jesus is that your life will never be the same again. You won't be able to put it down to anything else. Amen.